It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
And it is not.
Here's the good news.
For a Monday edition of Not Necessarily the News. Where we feast upon the headlines that look the most appetizing. Sorry, everything right now is just with me and food.
Just wish I could have some food.
Hello, Hanksters. On our Hank Facebook Live. Enjoy your breakfast or
let's
whatever
start right
eating.
Out. Hey, what happened?
All right, important news sounder that, this whole ceasefire thing, I don't know about that. Over the weekend, President Trump announced a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz with peace talks between the U.S. and Iran over the weekend ending without a deal. Vance and company was over there in Islamabad with Iran and 21 hours of face-to-face talks, and nobody reached a deal. Mainly had to do with the nuclear side of it, it sounds like. So things in Islamabad did not go Islam good. The blockade will begin shortly, so U.S. Central Command said it'll block all maritime traffic in the strait starting about 9 a.m. this morning.
The Strait of Hormuz.
That's where it is. So it will not block vessels, the U.S. says, using the strait to get to non-Iranian ports. So they're going to block it after Iran's already blocked it. So it's now double blocked.
Okay.
So two blocks make a right.
The Strait of Hormuz.
That's right.
Well,
by
I
the
thought
way,
it was Scrabble Day.
Price of oil, both Brent and crude, now over 100. And I don't know normally what that means, but that means it's probably going to be expensive to drive for a little while longer.
Yeah, I hear there's a lot of oil tankers now gathered off the coast of Louisiana and Texas.
Okay.
Because it's cheaper to fill up.
Just keep them here.
Come
just
on
keep
over.
Keep them here, right here.
Straight up Hormuz.
There's
that's
no
right.
Hormuz here.
All right.
So Britney Spears taking another shot at drying out. A rep for the singer tells the UK's Daily Mail that she did enter treatment voluntarily, while insiders tell TMZ that she may have hit rock bottom. She racked up a DUI arrest early last month in Ventura County, California, but things do seem to be looking up. Now, she's reunited with her sons. That's awesome, but before sobering up, she did another one of those nearly nude dance things on the internet. And if you happen to see a middle-aged woman doing that, I don't know that it's the best endorsement for their mental health. Do you need attention? Do you need a hug?
Do you think they'll dry her out of toxins for 72 hours as well?
You don't want to go hangry.
You think Britney's weird now?
No, I hear...
Just wait till that.
I hear you could be getting fed well in the rehab.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who do I call? Well, kind of got, once it happened, washed over, and we moved on with life. But Friday, yes, it was a successful splashdown for the Artemis astronauts. Successfully landed, which means they made it there and back, and officially are real-life astronauts, just like Katy Perry. So our best to our brave crew right there. Yeah, and the crew of four then were checked out. Then they were trucked back to Houston, Johnson Space Center. And then they got to hang out with their families, who were ready to get out of Houston probably pretty quickly. But, yeah, it was really cool to see. And because of this, you know, there are some perks. The Artemis II crew was welcomed back with a lifetime supply now of Uncrustables.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. The crew liked the menu on the Orion rocket so much, but they wanted crustless sandwiches up there. So Smucker's stepped in and is providing a lifetime supply of Uncrustables to each of the four astronauts. They'll have 14 varieties to choose from, including peanut butter and grape jelly.
There's 14 varieties of Uncrustables?
I would eat all of them currently right now.
Yeah.
To go without food is the worst punishment.
Even the astronauts didn't have to do that.
I think a lifetime supply of Uncrustables for me is like a half a package.
I would eat through it in a... I'd be done with it by Thursday.
Congratulations going out to Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Who may be the best ex-husband ever, or something like that. The former Mr. Jennifer Lopez apparently has divested himself of that $60 million mansion that they bought during the marriage. It was supposed to be their dream home, and now they've been trying to sell it. Meanwhile, she made her debut at Coachella over the weekend, telling the crowd that she is now in my happy era, also wearing a nearly nude bodysuit. Justin Bieber not wowing the audience. Yeah, he didn't get great reviews. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Especially considering he was reportedly paid $10 million. For all that, yeah. Sabrina Carpenter and others played the Music and Arts Festival. Kourtney Kardashian Barker, apparently very disappointed because the sandstorm kicked up at her little wellness med spa experience.
Yeah, Justin Bieber basically just got up there on the stage to karaoke to his own YouTube videos.
Oh.
I could do that. Certainly for $10 million.
Which is really
I'd do it
sad.
For $10.
I know. Wasn't he one of the ones that...
Buy some Uncrustables with that.
First ones found on YouTube because he was so talented it can do anything? Come on, Beavs, let's go.
Fans of Coachella were divided, but everybody seems to be on board. The Dolly Parton is the most beloved public figure in the country. According to a new survey. Here we go. According to this survey, Dolly, most loved among politicians... and world leaders. She has they have a score. I don't know what the rate is, but she has a plus net favorability of plus 65.
Oh!
The next, second place, Barack Obama with plus 14. She is that
wow.
far ahead.
65?
Everybody, yeah, stop
we
it.
We get it up to 67.
Nope, we can't. AW made it there with plus 5, and he's ahead of Taylor Swift with plus 3.
See?
There you go.
We go.
The rest of everybody else
attaboy.
You know in this world is in the negative. So congratulations, Dolly. One thing we can all agree on, you're awesome.
Very nice.
And Uncrustables.
So you remember Lorenzo Lamas back in the day?
And Ricardo Montalban.
He was quite the dreamboat.
No, that was
You'll have
Fernando.
To pardon me. Someone is trying to click on Microsoft Teams on my computer.
Hey,
so just in case, yeah.
Yeah, we're just doing stuff here. Just
anyway,
a show.
Lorenzo was really, really cute.
6 to 10 Monday through Friday.
If you know, you know. And someone who does know this is Heather Locklear. She was pretty little hottie. TJ Hooker action. Quite the pinup girl. They have now joined forces.
Oh.
And have been dating since late last year. They even spent New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. They've been very touchy-feely. And they met one another's adult children. Apparently that happened over the weekend. And now because of this, his 1983 Playgirl issue, I guess,
oh, dear.
Is having a moment.
83.
It's no 6'7".
All right. Good luck with that. Well, friends, the Masters yesterday. Thank you. Bit of history, too, on the golf front. Masters tournament. Rory McIlroy goes back-to-back and only the fourth person to win back-to-back Masters tournaments. So he's the first since Tiger Woods did it back way back in 2001-02. Also Nick Faldo and Jack Nicklaus and Jim Nantz, who was smarmier than ever. And then, you know, they're rebooting this and relaunching it soon and filming it currently, the new Baywatch.
Oh.
But the new Baywatch cast allegedly fears that they may be cursed. Yeah. Some have hired spiritualists, whatever that means, to ward off the problem. And there is, you can Google this if you want to, there is a Baywatch curse that is kind of out there, an urban legendish, if you will, but... really, every actor from the original show was struck by some sort of hardship in one way or in the other. And they fear that that may go into this new cast. So the new Baywatch cast fearing that they may be cursed. Because they got a gig on the new Baywatch.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Biggest curse.